Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, Ed, so you watched the lunch.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was there at the Kennedy Space Center, literally less than 2 miles from the launch pad, and you can feel the ground shake, you know, the roar of the Merlin engines as it goes through that first initial climb. And it's astonishing because the people on board, as you said in your intro, they're civilians. You know, they're not professional astronauts. They went through this kind of intense burst of training over the course of around 5 months. And they are okay. You know, we've had an update from SpaceX. They have slept. They've had a couple of meals, they've seen the view down back to Earth, and they've already started conducting some sort of limited scientific experiments. So it's been a pretty extraordinary 12 to 24 hours.
So they're higher than the last couple of launches have been. How does it feel differently for them, or does it?
This is massively different. I mean, this is simply a much bigger deal than what we saw from Jeff Bezos, who went 65 miles above the Earth for just a few minutes. You know, what the Inspiration 4 crew are going to do, or they're orbiting Earth at an altitude of 360 miles. That's higher than the International Space Station, higher than the Hubble telescope. And because of that distance, that comes with risk, right? Extra complication. The Dragon capsule that SpaceX builds is designed to operate fully autonomously, but if something goes wrong, then they are trained, principally the mission's commander, Jared Isaacman, but also the pilot, Cyan Proctor, Dr. Cyan Proctor, to intervene, essentially. But we're hoping they don't have to. The complicating factor is they're orbiting the entire planet, right? And there are going to be periods where they just simply lose contact with SpaceX because they're reliant on other satellites and reliant on ground stations to connect them. But what we're hearing, as I say, everything's good so far.
Wow. Are those periods of non-communication, are those long?
No, they're not long. And, they can range from a few seconds to potentially a few minutes. But I think, you know, what's so astonishing about this crew, they held a press conference the day before the launch. They were impossibly calm. I mean, if I was going up, even with the training, you know, there's got to be some sense of nervousness, some sense of apprehension. And, you know, the biggest comparison I can give you, you know, that I've covered a lot of the NASA launches, right? SpaceX carries professional astronauts to and from the International Space Station. And just before they launch, the couple of hours before they go up, the ground control always make communications checks. And these guys, the professionals, are so calm, they give minimal signals. But this civilian crew, when they did the same thing, they're high-fiving, they're giving thumbs up, they're, you know, calling out, they were so excited, which I guess is a kind of nervous energy.
Yeah, no, of course. That's what all of us would probably be doing. So when do they touch down?
Well, we don't have a firm or specific time because it's very weather dependent. Just like launch, you know, we're out here on the Florida coast. There are storms, there are clouds. So they hope to splash down sometime between Saturday lunchtime and Sunday morning. And there are various locations off the Florida coast where they could do that. And we should have an update on that by tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, so that will mean their total time up there was how long?
Yeah, 3 days.
Okay. So are there more flights like this without astronauts planned?
So there is. A company called Axiom, which is a private space company, has essentially chartered SpaceX to carry a civilian crew up to the International Space Station at the beginning of next year. So that's one example. Actually, SpaceX were talking about this in the lead up to this launch, that this is a business where SpaceX says there's big demand, willing, paying customers who want to go into space. The problem is SpaceX has other things going on, right? They're launching projects for NASA, not just people, but satellites, and as well for the Department of Defense. They're installing their own Starlink satellite constellation for space-based internet. So somewhere along the way, they've got to fit these civilian or private missions in. And it looks like they might do between 4 and 6 over the sort of next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that we will eventually interview you from up there. Thanks a lot for talking to us, Bloomberg's news reporter Ed Ludlow. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. For more, tune into Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.